More than 10,000 people gathered at a rally for President Trump at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Coliseum Wednesday night. As KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins reports, Trump shared the stage with Republican politicians who are hoping to ride his coattails to victory in the fall.
It's great being here in the great state of Arizona with thousands of hardworking patriots who believe in God, family, and country. Thank you.
President Trump addressed a packed house of supporters, many of whom had been waiting all day to see him. Trump touted economic conditions that he called a great American comeback and gave specific praise to Senator Martha McSally.
You know, Martha's tough on the border, and she's working with me to strengthen our military still further and lower your prescription drug prices, and we're making a lot of progress.
Trump said his campaign would be back several more times to rally support before the November election. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
At the same time as the rally, a couple hundred protesters gathered across the street from the state fairgrounds last night, but most of the space the police set up for people to air their grievances went unoccupied. KJZZ's Matthew Casey has more.
No Trump, no KKK, no Fascist USA!
The bulk of protesters got to the state fairgrounds about an hour before Trump was scheduled to speak inside the Coliseum. Protester Philip Rubianis thought the night might become a repeat of 2017, when police and protesters clashed after a Trump rally. Instead, he says heavy security helped keep things calm.
It felt very restricted. Yeah, they have this bar, this gate up. There's police on the roof right there that have been watching us the whole time.
Rubianis is a college student with a laundry list of reasons for opposing the president. He plans to cast his first ever presidential ballot this year for Bernie Sanders. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.